And here's a story of a romantic rivalry that would definitely have made the covers of celebrity magazines had they existed in 16th century England. The film The Other Boleyn Girl is based on Philippa Gregory's popular novel about an episode when Henry VIII was king and Anne Boleyn was looking to be his queen. LA Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
The Other Boleyn Girl has ideas above its station. It's not content to be a diverting royal bodice ripper, and so it spirals out of control into overwrought melodrama. Eric Bana, exercising his divine right to be a smoldering hunk, plays the king. Natalie Portman plays the flirtatious vamp Anne.
Good morning, Anne. Who will you ride with?
On my own, Your Grace. There's a new saddle now which allows this.
But with no man to hold on to, how do you propose to stay on the horse?
As you do, Your Grace. With my thighs.
This version of the tale emphasizes that it was Anne's kinder, gentler sister Mary, played by Scarlett Johansson, who was the first of the two Boleyn women to, as they say, share the king's bed, which really irritates Anne.
All I know is that a man that didn't know who you were was with you in that room for half an hour and came out besotted. Don't know what you said or did.
Nothing, sister. Except sing your praises and talk about my husband.
Really? Well, you must show me how you did that sometime.
Anne was supposed to attract the king's attention first because her sister is already married. But Mary can't close the deal, and Anne has to be brought in from the bullpen, actually the royal court in France, to keep the king interested in the Boleyn family. With lots of pounding hoofbeats, flying banners, and royal stridings through stately halls. The Other Boleyn Girl gets points for color and pageantry, but lines like, "It costs a fortune to get this house ready for a royal visit," don't help things. And just when The Other Boleyn Girl should be picking up steam, the storytelling turns off-putting and glum. By the time Anne's fed-up sister tells her, "I've seen enough," we have as well.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. You can see a scene from The Other Boleyn Girl at npr.org/movies.